Hi, Duchess. Today is the 29 June, 1970. And, oh dear, I have beaucoup to tell you. First, my head's just swimming with things I have to tell you, and I'll probably forget half. But first of all, I wanted to comment on your letter, which I got today. There were several things. One, I'm very, very delighted the packages came. I really am. I'm worried, though, about the packages from Australia. There's one package you didn't get from Australia, and that had three rugs in it, Duchess. One was the kangaroo rug, and that's pretty large. I don't know, maybe that's coming by boat. But still, it's 6 months. You should have had it by now. And then there are two other white sheepskin rugs, and you haven't received that yet. Okay, and then the other stuff that you got was from Taiwan, and that's just great. I'm glad everything got there. I'm sorry that the big wooden frame was broken, and the glass lamp, I think that was a marble lamp. Anyway, if you can fix it, fine. If not, don't worry about it. I did insure it, Duchess, and perhaps I'll check it if I get a chance to see whether it's worth putting in a claim or what. I don't know. I have to first find the stubs. I have to do a lot of things. Oh, golly. Anyway, I'm glad you liked everything. And by the way, Duchess, just, you know, you can put everything on the wall and you can display it and enjoy it, but someday I'm going to have to furnish my own place. And I know there's no problem, but you know, you get real accustomed to things, and I think, well, I won't be able to take that, and I won't be able to take this, and I know that's not the case, really, but I just want you to keep in mind, we can share it, and whatever you want, you can keep in the apartment. I think you know that. Oh, and something else I wanted to ask you about, Duchess, if you think you would like a stereo set of your own, or if you think you would like mine, I know you don't need all of it because it's something, unless you're really going to make tapes and things, you won't need it all. But I could pick up another amplifier and maybe a couple of speakers. I don't know, but because all you would need is an amplifier and two speakers. And pardon me, you need a tape deck too. But I have two there. I have a tape deck and a tape recorder. So if you do think that you would like to keep a stereo set or have one of your own, you're going to have to let me know these things because I can get them cheaper through that Pacex catalog than probably anywhere else. So please think it over and don't hesitate because if you think you'd want it at all, let's get it while I'm overseas because to buy at home will be 3 and 4 times the amount. So please give it some thought, because for sure I'll be needing the stereo equipment, plus, a few things. I'm talking like I'm moving into a house or something. I'm not. Oh, and the funny thing, you mentioned also that some friend bought a $45,000 condominium. Vera Malahusky, the gal who replaced Betty, she bought one before she came overseas, and she... Well, her cost was $28,000. I think this is out in Colorado. And she put down $8,000, I think, and then she's paying $200-something a month. But somebody rented it from her, and the rent is $200-something a month, so it's practically for nothing. She's getting her bills paid, and somebody else is living there, which is great. It's very lovely. She showed me a picture of it. And I have been thinking about this just recently, and then to have you mention it again in your letter. Anyway, it's something to think about. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen in the next year. But I'm just glad the things got there and that you like them. I particularly like the bookends and the wall plaques. I love the wood wall plaques. I really am crazy about wood. Anyway... I laughed when you said you had everything up on the wall already. The statue, Duchess, the Buddha statue is mine, Happy Buddha. And the long life statue, that's the old man, he's for Auntie Lizzie, I thought. Remember I told you the Chinese custom is to give that to your elders? And so I thought perhaps I'd give that to Auntie Lizzie. And then the earrings are for Aunt Rose, right? Actually, they're not for Aunt Rose. I'm sure she's going to give them to Kitty's children. In fact, I think I have a pair or two here someplace. I'll have to look them up. So, real good. And the slides you got, good. You didn't say whether or not you had a chance to look at them. Probably not prior to sending that letter. Anyway, the letter was very newsy, and I was very glad to get it. And what else? Oh, I wanted to tell you about this weekend. I'm thinking of a couple of things prior, but right now nothing comes to me. But this weekend, Duchess, I didn't get a chance to tell you at all, I don't think, that I went to Bangkok this weekend. Everybody ought to fly over to Bangkok for a weekend. It came up very, very suddenly. And part of the reason is that Charmaine is thinking of leaving special services here in Vietnam in August, perhaps August the 15th. See, she's going to take a trip via Europe, Duchess, and then she's really going to try and get a job in the States. Now, Jane was upset because she kept wanting both Charmaine and myself to extend and extend, and we're short now. You know, we're short two supervisory positions, and it's pretty rough. It really is. But anyhow, when Charmaine mentioned this to Jane, this put a different light on many things. One, Jane is planning to go home in August for her reemployment leave. She goes home for 2 months, and then she will be back for another year. So one thing that came about was that, since Charmaine was leaving and Jane would be leaving in August, if I was going to take any leave or any time, I should go now before August. So right away, Jane and Vera are going next week, which is the 4th of July weekend, to Bangkok. So Charmaine and I said, okay, we'll take this weekend and go. And then 100 things happened in our office, all kinds of flaps, and we weren't sure we were going to get out until the very last minute. Secondly, if Charmaine does go in August, Jane said that I would have to go down to the Saigon area and cover her position. The reason for this is that Charmaine has a real good place in Saigon, Duchess. It's with the HAC, the Headquarter Area Command. She has a nice office and a driver and a vehicle of her own. And there's nobody else who can do this. Nobody knows the area. I don't know it that well, but I certainly know it better than anyone else, and I can learn, you know. It's no big thing. Nothing's ever a big thing. But I went hysterical because I said, Jane, I thought I'm supposed to go to Chukor, go north. She says, well, before you go north, you have to go south to the Delta because we're closing Vung Tau. I have to leave in tomorrow, as a matter of fact, and go to Vung Tau to assist with property. I have to go there again next week when they ship the stuff. And Sock Train will probably be closing, in August, the end of August. So Jane says, well, Anne, you must go to the Delta because you're the only one that knows the area down there, and assist with closing the clubs. And she said, that must be done before you can go to Saigon. And then she said, you must go to Saigon and cover Charmaine's position. She is believing Charmaine is coming back. And maybe she will, Duchess. In fact, after this weekend trip, she's not even sure she's going to leave in August. She may extend. Charmaine doesn't know what the hell she's doing. But if she does leave, it's just Betty isn't going to come until September. It's just Vera, myself, and Jane, and Beth. And Beth has been way up north at Da Nang and Quang Tri, as far north as you can go. She's been out of the office for weeks, and that's great. It's much better with her out of the office. But the point is that I would have to cover the Delta and cover the Saigon western portion of Vietnam. That would be a little bit south of Saigon and a little bit north of Saigon. That's the area Charmaine now has. I have the south and the east, so to speak. And so I said, well, like, when will I be going north? And she says, I don't know. So the whole picture has changed, Duchess, and it still is not a clear picture. A lot will depend on Charmaine making a decision and a few other factors like service clubs closing. It really is so unpredictable. So it could be this and it could be that. But as Vera said to me, and there's nobody else to cover any area. See, Vera is still new, plus the fact she's doing a great deal in the office on purchase orders. And there's just nobody to go out in the field. It's very, very difficult. And so I'm the one that every time something comes up, I say, well, Ann, you'll have to take this on. And this is great. I don't think I'm going North Dutchess for months. I really don't care one way or the other. I would like to get out of the headquarters. I go crazy after I'm there a couple of months. It's so hectic. And it's not that it's so hectic. It's that nothing gets done. Not really. It's a struggle, a fight for every little thing. So anyway, the way it stands right now, I can see me closing Delta Clubs, going to replace Charmaine if she leaves, at least on a temporary basis. And then Jane says to me, well, Ann, while you're in Saigon, you'll have to come up and assist Vera because Jane will be going to the States for 2 months. And I said, sure, right. Assist Vera, cover the Delta, keep an eye on the clubs in Two Corps because that should be my next area. And Vera just laughed. You know, she said, Ann, I just don't know what we could do without you. I said, yeah, well, you might just learn in a hurry because I'll get snowed under before I even get started. So I truthfully cannot see me going north until probably October because Jane is going to be gone all of September. Let's see, I think she's going around the 23rd of August, towards the end of August, but she'll be gone September through October. And I cannot go north while Jane is out of country because there's 3/4 of the country to cover all over. And Vera will have to stay in the office with Jane out of it. It's really crazy, Duchess, just wild. But we spent a solid day and a half in Jane's office discussing this. And I still don't know what I'm doing. I really don't. I know I'm going to Vung Tau tomorrow. Okay, I gotta tell you about this weekend, Duchess. This has been the wildest, the most beautiful, the most exciting, exotic weekend ever. Without a doubt, it just was something you would read about in the books. And I sent you just a note from Bangkok. I have to always send you something on the stationery, right? Anyway, we finally got the approval from Jane on Thursday. Charmaine went and bought tickets. We bought tickets one way from here to Bangkok, and that was just $50. And we stayed at the Dusitani Hotel, which is the newest and biggest. It's the largest hotel, height-wise at least, and I think all Southeast Asia. It's gorgeous, Duchess. Absolutely lovely. And Charmaine had a friend. She didn't know her too well, but she had met her once before, I think, really. And her name is Florette Monbotite. Florette Monbotite, I think it is. Anyway, she's a lovely gal, about 32. She's French-Canadian, and she's the executive office manager, which means she's an executive secretary to the manager, Mr. Anderson. And so, see, Florette used to go with Charlie, who was a very good friend of Hank, and Charmaine dated Hank a very long time. And so Hank and Charlie did a lot together, and so Charmaine and Florette became friends and all this stuff. Anyway, Charmaine had gotten in touch with her and asked her to reserve a room for us, which she did, and we got there on Thursday night about 8 o'clock. Yeah, and we had a lovely room with a red rose in a vase and a box of chocolates, compliments of Florette, and we had matches that just with Charmaine's name on it, and then she had some made up for me, black and white match books of matches with our names in gold. I think this is very nice. And we had red carpet treatment from the time we got there, and then Florette called us and said, won't you come down to my apartment? She says, I'm showing some home movies with a couple of friends. So we did. We went in. When we first got there, we were hungry, having not had supper. Before we got on the plane at Tansanut, out of Saigon, we had a drink, then we had another drink on the plane. It's just an hour flight over. It was 3 hours coming back, but just an hour over because it was a jet going over. And then we went and watched. Oh, so when we got to the hotel, so many details. We were hungry, and so we ordered $15 worth of food. I don't know what the hell we ordered, Duchess. You know, you go wild. This is something very difficult to explain, very hard to understand. When you have not seen a menu, when you have not had a choice, when you go to a mess hall, you eat whatever they throw on your plate as a rule. So when we got there, Charmaine and I just read the menu. Of course, Charmaine goes frequently. I do not. So we ordered, I haven't the vaguest idea what we ordered at this point, but it was an elaborate meal, which we never ate. We had about two bites out of it, and we jumped in the bathtub. I haven't seen a bathtub since I was in Taiwan. And so these little things, you go wild, you know, say, woofie, I'm going to take a hot tub. So we jumped in the tub, we gulped down a couple of pieces of that fabulous meal, and we went off to Florette's room to see the movies. Well, she had lovely movies of all Southeast Asia because she's done a lot of traveling. And there were some friends there, very nice people, and we met all them. But before we got to Florette's room, we had a call from two, I don't know what they were, majors or colonels or somebody, friends that Charmaine knew from Saigon area. And they wanted to take us out for dinner and a drink. We told them we just had dinner, such as it was. So we left the movie showing early. And by the way, Florette has a beautiful room, just gorgeous. And of course, she pays no rent. She lives there free. And we met these men, and we went out and had a couple of drinks. And I really was tired. I had been going all day. And so I guess we got back about 1 o'clock-ish or so, and I just conked out in a beautiful bed, clean sheets, no cockroach, no nothing. Beautiful. They were yellow and so clean. Just couldn't get over how clean everything was. So then, the Friday morning, Florette called us, and we joined her as her guests for breakfast, which was very nice. And then after breakfast, we got up late. We slept a bit late, which was nice, too. And then Florette took me to the beauty parlor. She had to go anyway. And we went about a half-hour drive to Anna's Beauty Parlor. And it was a fabulous place, Duchess, just deluxe. They have these, like, chaise lounge that you lie down on when you're getting your hair washed. I could fall asleep. I had my hair washed about 2,000 times that day because I had, first they cut it, and then I told her I wanted it frosted, but I also wanted it permanent, and she said she could do both. They would have to be very careful because I have very fine hair, which is what they always tell me. In fact, my scalp, I'm just scratching it now. It feels a little dry. I think that maybe they burned it. I don't know. I think it's just worn out from being washed so much. There's so little hair on my head. Anyway, so I had the permanent, and I had the frosting, and of course I was there about 4 hours or more, and that was about $25, I guess, for that whole bit. It's just a gorgeous place, though. Really it was, and it was pretty empty. And she cut it pixie style, and it looked very nice when I left the beauty parlor. It came out a little bit too white. I think there are spots of white, but as she said, when you wash it, it'll turn yellower. It was supposed to have been a yellow, about a ash-type color, you know, but anyway, it'll get yellower, no sweat. But when I first saw it, I thought, my God, I'm gray-headed, which is no big thing. It's just that I went to all the trouble of picking the color off this chart, and then it didn't come out anything like the chart at all. So that was Friday afternoon, and then when I got back to the hotel, and Charmaine wasn't there. She left a message, and I called her. She was at the beauty parlor someplace else. She was going, I don't know what she was doing, but she was off and running. So then I dashed out again, Duchess, and I went shopping. Florette told me of a place that was pretty good as far as buys and things of that nature. And I bought two pantsuits on sale. The one is a black and white cotton. It was only about $16. Very nice. Looks like a court gesture. It's black and white. The other one, Duchess, is a deluxe Dynasty crepe, pure white, with a belt, no sleeves, V-neck pants, you know, the pantsuit. Very, very nice. And that was about $46. I think originally it was about $60. And the only thing I could see wrong with it, it was a little bit soiled, just a little bit, not that much, but I think it had been hanging. And it fit me perfect, and I love to walk into something that fits me so well. So I bought both of them, and I was very excited, I really was, and I went dashing back to the hotel. This is still Friday, our first day there. And then it turned out these fellows from the night before wanted to take us to dinner. So Florette had a date too, and she joined us with her date, and Charmaine and I, and these two fellows, and then another gal, Maureen somebody, or they call her Mo, she joined us. She's a USO gal here from Vietnam. So there were seven of us, and we went to about four or five nightclubs. We went to, I don't know where we went, really. We went to the Emerald Room at the Imperial Hotel. I think that's it. And because that's the place you go for Kobe steaks. And that's what I had, was Kobe steaks. Because we had drinks. We had drinks all night long. We had drinks. And the meal was delicious. And I was starving. Oh, and I had some tea sent up to the room. I was having tea all the time. And so we ate there, and then we went to a private nightclub that Florette was a member of. Turn over.